I have one question for you. Are you ready to do your fertility journey differently? Hey there, I'm Bella Hilton, and this is the Studio Fertility Podcast, where each week I bring you real, actionable tips and strategies to help you get your mind from chaos to calm and your body from resistant to receiving. So if you want to feel better now and improve your fertility, let's do this. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Studio Fertility Podcast. I'm your host, Bella Hilton, and in today's episode, we're exploring a topic that lies at the heart of finding peace and centeredness amidst the challenges of infertility. And it's this little power of this power of acceptance. And I'm going to go through it in detail about what acceptance means, because it's often misunderstood. And I also want to go through the power acceptance actually has. But first, I just wanted to share my own personal kind of experiences with how acceptance has played out in many components of my life. See, I think we all want to feel a little more calm and at peace while we're in the middle of it all, you know, it all. It's big, right? Because the sheer uncomfortableness of anxiety and all the other emotions that come with it is enough to tip us over the edge. No matter what you're going through. There comes a tipping point for most of us, though, when we are in such severe emotional states for so long that the emotions actually become larger than the actual prize. To be blunt, let's put it simply, after a while, we seek just as much to have a baby because we want the baby as we do to also try to end the emotional turmoil inside. The emotions actually just become too much. The emotions are that uncomfortable and debilitating, even if they're not outwardly shown. I know when I was trying to conceive that I didn't always outwardly show the intensity of emotion I was feeling inside. In fact, I was super good at hiding it, even when it felt crippling, even sometimes to myself. And to appease that constant anxious state, I would obsess over every little thing that I could obsess over. Things like BBT charting or tracking my cycle, you know, whatever it was, because my brain needed to focus its anxiety somewhere. And I would also go to the gym and absolutely thrash myself for like an hour and a quarter. I don't know why it was an hour and a quarter, but it was. Because it was one of the only ways I could get out all this turmoil and pent-up energy inside me that had absolutely nowhere to go. And then I'd come home and I'd absolutely sob my heart out while listening to the most depressing and melancholy music. And actually, my husband at the time had no idea I even did any of that. The anxiety I felt was like an empty pit in my stomach and like a buzz that was just constantly on throughout my body. You know, like those massage guns people have today and they just totally buzz your whole body, but not in a nice way all the time. It's like you feel electrified, like, you know, I know, like putting your hand on an electric fence, but just constantly buzzing. That's probably a better description of it, an electric fence. It's not anything anyone else can see. And I spent many months in states like this, and our bodies are not designed to stay in states like this for that long. Now, my journey was on and off for 10 years, but when I finally met my second husband and we decided we wanted a family, I knew that I couldn't approach my fertility the same way I had done previously. But it was actually before I met him that I had come to a deep acceptance of where I was, which meant I wasn't going to approach my fertility the same way anyway. Now, I know you've heard those sayings, what resists persists, what we can't deny, we can't fix, all that stuff. We can't heal from things unless we're willing to move through them. We can't go around them, put them in our pocket, chuck them away, right? We actually have to move through them. Like if we just deny we're emotionally not well or anxious, then we have no power over those things, because we're pretending they don't exist. And we simply are just putting them in a basket labeled too hard. But that basket doesn't go away. It kind of stays stuck to your face like an octopus, right? Until you're ready to see it, until you're ready to deal with it and move through it. Because when we deeply accept where we are at, then we have the power to do something about it. When we don't accept things, we can often spend a long, long time in denial, which actually can stop you from really taking the action that you need to take at times. And it's not always the action that you think you need to take. So we spend our lives doing all and spending all this energy and trying to chase all the next shiny thing rather than consolidating, having that acceptance and putting our energy into one thing. Acceptance is a concept that can be misunderstood. It's not about giving up, right? Or resigning ourselves to our circumstances. Instead, it's about acknowledging reality as it is, without judgment or resistance. Now, in the context of infertility, acceptance can be a powerful tool for finding peace and moving forward on our journey. But that is key. We need to accept it without judgment or resistance. And also, the not giving up part is key. It doesn't mean you're giving up on your dream or not doing the action that you need to do to go forward. It's just taking away that hold on the electric fence. We aren't going, oh, well, I guess I won't have kids. You know, like, oh, it's all so easy. I just accept it now. It's not about that at all. It's also not about doubling down on your efforts either. Like I said, it's about bringing your efforts together in a way that feels good. Acceptance can be about closing the door to the what ifs of the past. Like, what if I had met my husband when I was 27? What if we had done many IVF to bank eggs before transferring? Where would I be now? What if I'd never had 4 miscarriages? I would have 5 kids now, etc. Right? All those thought lines can just cause us a lot of speculation that actually hurts us and keeps us stuck. It creates like this quasi-reality in our brain, right? Because the brain doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So when we create these little scenarios in our head, these little daydreams of these what ifs, oh, I could have 5 kids, what would that be like? And then we try to match that up with that image in our head to what is actually happening in actuality, then we have this massive, massive, massive disconnect. And that is where the pain comes from. Like a computer, right? Does not compute. And so you perpetuate the pain and anxiety. But when you accept where you're at and stop with all the speculation, it gives you a chance to find stillness again, not raging happiness or an acceptance that that what you're going through is fine or, have been through is okay. It's just this is the moment I find myself in and I accept that this is where I am. I accept my real reality and what I have to do to go forward. It gives you so much more energy then to actually put into the solution whilst doing less. And that's exactly where I found myself at because I had tried all the things. And so what I ended up doing was accepting where I was at, saying, okay, my life, my path could look very different. It could be no kids. It could be kids, it could be fostering, it could be adopting. However my plan comes together, that's what I will look into. But I have to take the steps one at a time to do that, and that's okay. I'll focus on what I'm focusing on in that moment. So when I met my second husband, we tried for 18 months naturally. That didn't work. And so then I went to IVF, right? Not in a like, oh, I have to do IVF. No, just like that was the next step. Right? And if that hadn't worked, then I would have gone on to a next step, right? I was just focusing on where I was at that point in time. And having that acceptance means then I could just focus on what I thought was really going to help me, and that was being happy, right? So I just looked at my life and making myself happy and doing the things that I love to do. And that I didn't run around looking for perfect diets. I didn't run around taking a billion supplements and blaming myself and beating up on myself. I didn't do any of that anymore because I accepted where I was at and I moved forward from there. Now, most people don't come to this magical place of acceptance overnight. I definitely didn't. For me, my moment of acceptance with my fertility was actually realizing that no matter what happened, I would find a way to be okay. And that was important to me. It didn't mean I would not go through hard times, not have challenging things I would have to deal with, not be massively upset or anything like that. It just meant that I always knew that I would find my way through, that I would be okay. And I had a great partner by my side to help me do that. It's funny how I help people through to this place of acceptance all the time, but to tell the story is harder because it's hard to pinpoint a moment in time for any of my clients where, or for me, where acceptance just became part of their story. But I see it slowly shift in, or I saw it slowly shift in myself and with my clients, where just gracefully over 2 months, where they become versions of themselves that are like chalk and cheese of who they were when they first came to me. Acceptance is a process. A practice, even if you will, a practice of many things. Now, mindfulness practices can play a crucial role in cultivating acceptance. By bringing our awareness to the present moment and embracing it fully, we can learn to let go of the past and the future, allowing space for acceptance to arise. Practices such as mindful breathing, body scans, and self-compassion can help us navigate the emotions and uncertainties of fertility with greater ease. But it's not the whole picture. But coming back to the present can stop the anxiety, because anxiety is an emotion of the future, right? We only ever get anxious over future pending events, either real or imagined. Now, with my clients, I use very purposefully created lessons, exercises, right, that are designed in a very specific way to help them connect to themselves and their reality and help them to build a life going forward, build emotional resilience, build mental fortitude. And they have like lessons and exercises and very carefully created visualizations and hypnosis to do all of these things. And over time, this 2 months, so it's a relatively short period of time, I see the drastic changes in my clients from feeling out of control, anxious and crying, to calm, taking things in their stride, viewing the world and their interactions differently, exploring their options more thoughtfully and with less fear, and this feeling of acceptance. It's just a beautiful thing to watch, and it's hard to describe sometimes. But, you know, I have some clients at the moment who are exploring egg donation because that is where they've come to, and this is what they're accepting it. And they're doing it in such a calm, beautiful way to try it on, see if this is what feels right for them before they move on to, you know, something else if they want, like adoption or fostering or no children at all. Acceptance isn't one thing. What it boils down to is that acceptance is about building your personal fortitude to be able to handle what it is you're going through. And fertility is one of the hardest things you will go through. So it needs a lot of artillery, crafted in just the right way, and support to be able to get to this place of balance and acceptance. But if you were to walk away from listening to this podcast today, I want you to ask yourself one question. Ask yourself this: if I could fully accept where I find myself right now in regards to my fertility, how would I do that? And the reason we ask ourselves this question is because it starts to, your brain wants to answer unanswered questions. So if you ask this question, it just might be that you're able to open your focus to how would I do that, that things might start to creep into your awareness of how you might be able to do that. So thank you for joining me today on today's episode. I hope you found inspiration in exploring the power of acceptance. Remember, acceptance is not about giving up hope, but rather about finding a peace amidst the uncertainty. So join me next time as we continue to explore the mindset, emotions, and mindfulness surrounding infertility. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider either subscribing, leaving a review, or sharing it with someone who might benefit, because we can all pay it forward. And I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to connect with me on social media at Studio Fertility on Instagram and Facebook, and feel free to send me a DM, and I shall see you next time on the podcast. Hey, thanks for listening to the Studio Fertility Podcast. If you know you could benefit from working with me, head to my website at studiofertility.com, where you'll find some freebies, information on my transformational one-to-one coaching and group coaching programs, and lots of great testimonials. And if you love the podcast, I'd love to know through a 5-star review. And that's it.